So we want to talk about the origin of the radio also. Was it a pirate radio? Was it starting as a pirate radio? Or what was the starting moment of this radio? Where does it come from?
At first, it was not really a pirate radio because it's more a kind of, how do you say, yes, a grouping of several associations, not only from the radio world, you know, some of them from radio, free radio, but the first one from 1981, and other association more about the problematic of immigration. It was more in the political way. And they just discuss a lot during few years to propose for Paris a free radio because it didn't exist. And it was also supported by the National Union of Free Radio in France. It doesn't exist now, but it was a particular period to build and create a free antenna for together. So it was a little bit the origin of Fréquence Paris Pluriel with really different personality.
So different associations actually, yeah, which were concerned with political, social issues.
Yeah.
And then there was the possibility to broadcast and they decided, okay, we should.
Yes, it was more about, they come from more activist world, militant, conscience. And in Paris, there was not really radio with a kind of this kind of spirit. It was a proposition to think about a new context of dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And now, actually, it's a little bit the same. So I can imagine that at this moment, the immigration, the social problematic, all the, yes, the fluidity and the communities in the suburbs was really different. But I am the second generation, in fact. And it's not really long to imagine how was the dialogue and the possibilities for to open a free radio. For sure, it was really easy at this moment. Now it's really complicated. But the spirit is the same.
And we talked to somebody from the first generation.
Yeah.
Actually, Guy Dardel.
Yes, Guy Dardel is one of the founders of Fréquence Paris Pluriel. It was one of the first really engaged in this kind of, yes, of approach to the radio. But we can, yes, hear his voice and talk about
he is,
this particular spirit.
Yeah, yeah, speaking in French about founding of
yeah,
the radio.
Yeah, the origin, yeah.
Bien, donc sur le projet de radio de Fréquence Paris Pluriel, en fait, c'est un regroupement de différentes associations, certaines qui faisaient de la radio et d'autres non. On n'était pas, pour l'essentiel, des gens de Paris. Bon, ça sonnait bien, FPP, bon, ça, on ne savait pas trop comment on allait l'appeler. Mais c'est vrai que, de toute façon, d'une part, on était installés dans les 10 premières années en banlieue, à Saint-Denis. Et d'autre part, presque 80% des gens qui étaient, qui faisaient les programmes des FPP étaient des banlieusards. Effectivement, on a été réceptifs au début à des courants musicaux nouveaux qui portaient des revendications, des choses intéressantes sur le quartier, comme le hip-hop l'était à l'époque. Il y avait une partie des gens qui venaient des associations de l'immigration, c'est-à-dire des associations qui avaient lutté pour les droits des immigrés depuis les années 70 et tout ça. Ça faisait grosso modo quand même un tiers presque de la représentation de la radio, quoi, sur l'ensemble, y compris sur la grille. Après, il y avait des associations de lutte spécifiques comme le droit des femmes, le droit des prisonniers. Il y avait toute une série de... En fait, pour définir ça, la grille, on a essayé de maintenir une grille jusqu'à aujourd'hui qui était équilibrée sur trois composantes distinctes. Bon, les luttes sociales dans leur ensemble, les problèmes d'immigration, et du point de vue culturel, tout ce qui était hors commerce, hors commercial. Grosso modo, ça représentait la grille de départ et ça l'est à peu près toujours aujourd'hui.
Yes. It was Guy Dardel, he talked about the origin of the radio, he present a little bit the context of the political context at this moment in the creation of the radio of FPP in September 1992. And also, he just present a little bit the program, focus on three distinct components, so social struggles, immigration, and alternative culture. It was the choice at the beginning of the radio, but it's still the same now. You have some broadcasts for women's rights, HIV, the right of prisoner, queer culture, the demand of minority, and also give some voice to a really large number of communities in the Paris region. So it was, you know, a kind of reflection about how we can propose to open mic for a really different reason. And the thing interesting with FPP, it's because everybody came from suburbs, not from the center of Paris. It's a particular culture. It's not really bourgeois. There is really different communities. And it was really the beginning of the hip-hop in France at this moment during the 90s. So it was a little bit the first frequency opened for this alternative music at this moment.
Ah, also. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, and the radio also has like a kind of a slogan. It's a radio for people without voice.
Yeah.
Or who are not having voice yet.
This is the thing that Guy is really proud about, and proud, I mean, in the good sense, because that's true that in this moment, since a long time now, the public media or the mass media prefer to talk in place of the other person instead of to just open the mic and say, okay, what you want to do, what you want to say now. So you can imagine a free radio, you say, okay, it's, of course, it's just to listen the voice of each minority, but in fact, it's really difficult to do. And this is a really interesting statement in FPP because it's work, really.
And, yeah. And how does it work? I know from Corax that it's demanding also in the first place a lot of work to get the people into the radio and to propose to them that they can have a voice. You know, because this is, I mean, that's not as easy that you just open the door and say, yeah, come, now you have, now you can say something, try. So that would interest me, actually, if how that works.
Yes, I think it's a kind of organization, because the radio is not high in a big studio, just high on a big tower. It's just open on the street in the east of Paris. Everybody on the district know FPP and can follow it. All the group, since the origin of the radio, decided to prefer the direct live and do a program really. It's not like, okay, in 1 hour we have to talk about that, in 2 hours we have to talk about that. There is not a lot of editing. For example, during each evening, it's a kind of open mic. Not open mic without nobody. Mm-hmm. For sure, there is a lot of person. We prepare broadcast, and it's a big work. But it's more about a daily sensation and actuality. We can hear Guy a second time because he talk about what is the voiceless people. It's about actuality, for example, refugees and now voiceless people. And a Rome community was voiceless people last year, and this winter it will be also. So it's really depend of the political situation, the context, and this radio want to stay open to the present.
Là, ces dernières années sur Paris, on a eu un souci d'avoir sur l'antenne une mission sur les Roms, par exemple. Avec l'arrivée massive des Roms, là, de nouveau, il y a des problèmes sur Paris cette semaine parce qu'il y a de nouveaux squats qui se sont installés. Donc, ils ont essayé de les virer. Bon, il y a toute une répression aussi qui s'installe sur eux. Bon, l'hiver va arriver là, je pense, assez vite maintenant. Sur les réfugiés, il y a les gens du quartier de Stalingrad où il y a eu pas mal de réfugiés qui ont atterri sous le métro là, pendant des mois, les dernières et tout ça. Donc, d'avoir une équipe de gens qui travaillent sur place, qui sont sur place et qui sont avec les bénévoles et les exilés qui dorment sous le métro. Donc, c'est ça les sans-voix. Hein. Non, on doit être.
Yes, it was Guy, and he just talk about people without voice. Guillaume founder of FPP Radio in Paris region.
There are a lot of free radios in Paris, right?
There is not a lot. In France, there is a lot. There are a lot of free radio. In Paris, there are like three, something like that. But FPP, it's one of the most popular.
Yeah, yeah. What is actually the financing situation of this radio?
And this is a... Yes, of course, the main problem of the organization of free radio, and not only for FPP today in France, because the union of free radio doesn't exist anymore, and all the free radio are really fragile today. It's perhaps a culture a little bit in perdition because of a problematic in France that the associative world is really fragile. So it's not only free radio, because the government decided to stop a kind of helping job. Yes, job helped. It's kind of financial support to have a particular job, not just you go in an industry and that's it. So
what is here, like, yeah. Freiwilligendienste, yeah, or Bundes, yeah, this kind of social work which is supported by the state, and yeah. You get like I don't know, 250 or 300 euros, yeah. Or something, and then actually a lot of social organizations are living from this, and now this is stopped. This is, yeah, not existing anymore.
It's existing, but it's really complicated to have, to propose, to... So for association world, it's really complicated. And yes, because France just changed all the public institutional things. So the world changing, and the radio have to find another capacity to evolve. But yes, it's really hard. In plus of this... political context, really hard in the same... You have to imagine that Paris is... Yes, you are just walking on the street and you can see that it's really trash politic in this moment. There is a lot of person who have no home, they sleep on the street, there is a lot of aggression, there is a lot of communities outside without nothing, and so social statement in France, it's really not the same than 20 years before. So free radio are really fragile now.
So actually the struggle of free radios in France is also very hard. But I mean, there is a kind of networking going on also now, no? I had read on the website that there is a petition which you can sign. And yeah, maybe one way to...
Yeah,
to try to...
I mean, yes, for sure. You are a kind of collective support to discuss and to... Because we are in a radio culture, so yes, we can really argument and really defend our position, but you have to be supported also by rights and by the government and the public institution if you want to exist in France, because Paris is really expensive, it's really hard to live, and it's just impossible to do radio for free every day. You have to live also economically. So this is the big pressure that FPP has today. Yes, the situation, the economic situation, it's complicated because of the political situation, but we are together, we have this possibility of exchange, and so it's a good struggle. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's for everybody, it's good for local people, for inhabitants of districts. It's really alive, so let's go.